This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A stern warning from Secretary of State Tony Blinken this morning after a meeting in Geneva with Russia's foreign minister.
If any Russian military forces move across Ukraine's border, that's a renewed invasion. It will be met with swift, severe, and a united response from the United States and our partners and allies.
Secretary Blinken said he didn't expect any breakthroughs in the talks, but
I believe that Foreign Minister Lavrov now has a better understanding of our position, and vice versa. Today's discussion was useful in that sense, and that's precisely why we met.
Russia denies it's planning to invade Ukraine, but about 100,000 Russian troops are massed near Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the talks constructive and useful, but says he can't say whether they're on the right track or not. They'll wait, he says, for the U.S. written response to Moscow's demands on Ukraine. The brutal winter weather from the east coast to the nation's midsection is prompting transportation officials to warn drivers to stay off the roads in some areas. Millions of Americans could see snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Pitt County, North Carolina transportation official Jordan Davenport says,
if you're able, you know, staying home and staying off the roadways is absolutely the number one best thing you can do from a safety standpoint.
The governors of North and South Carolina and Virginia have declared states of emergency just ahead of the storm. His family says they know how much rock superstar Meatloaf meant to his fans. Meatloaf died yesterday at the age of 74. There is no immediate word on what caused his death. Intel will invest $20 billion in a new computer chip facility in Ohio. As you know, there's a global shortage of microprocessors. This is AP News. Abortion opponents are marching in Washington today.
In past years, as the march took place on the National Mall on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the abortion rights decision as the law of the land. But in 2022, the conservative majority court is signaling it will allow states to impose tighter abortion restrictions and could even overturn the landmark 1973 decision. Turnout for this year's march is likely smaller than years past because of the pandemic, and some saying they won't come to Washington because of its mask and indoor vaccine requirements. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution condemning any denial of the Holocaust. It's urging all nations and social media companies to fight anti-Semitism. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.